Happy New Year! We made it through 2020. Can you believe it? Now we are trying to figure out a way to get out of this pandemic. What we mean by this is we are figuring out a way to move forward with our plans for our lives and not let a pandemic get us down or in our way. We are
Tyler,
Isidro,
and Justin, and we have big plans for ourselves, but we also want to inspire you today too.
We are all about finding creativity and innovation within our lives and in our world. We want to make a difference in our world, and there are many ways to do that. One way that we really want to change the world is through inventions and finding really neat ways to be creative.
Every great idea started with an idea, and that idea turned into a really cool invention. Did you know that some of these inventions were created by kids? For example, did you know a 16-year-old named George Nissan invented the trampoline in 1930? Pretty amazing, right? We love trampolines.
Are you kidding me? That is amazing. Who would have thought the trampoline would still be this popular 90 years later? How did he think of that?
Well, like I said, every great invention always started with an idea and creativity. George loved acrobatics, and he used to watch trapeze artists finish their routines by dropping to a safety net below. He thought it would be better if they kept bouncing once they dropped. He turned his parents' garage into a workshop and started working on making something that bounced. That's how the trampoline came to be.
Wow, that is amazing. You're right, it did start with an idea. I just read about an 11-year-old named Frank Epperson who invented the popsicle. He accidentally left his juice outside with a stirring stick. Of course, it was freezing winter, and when he went to grab it, instead of throwing it out, he had the idea of eating it frozen. He found it was delicious, so he figured out a way to sell it to the world and came up with the name Popsicle. How cool is that? Get it? Cool.
Yeah, I get it. Well, I learned about a 15-year-old named Chester Greenwood who invented earmuffs. His ears got really cold one day in the winter, and wrapping a scarf around his head wasn't working, so he set out to find a better solution. He made a frame wire and asked his grandma to sew beaver skin pads to it. That's where the first earmuffs came from, another invention that started with an idea, and they used their creative skills to make it happen.
These kids are so young. They have made a huge impact on the world by just making their great ideas come to life. That means we can do this too. You just have to work hard and keep refining your ideas, and you will get there. Allow your mind to express your creativity and innovation, and I think you will be surprised at what happened. Don't hold back and move forward, because your idea matters.
The best part about being creative is that it's meant for everyone. It's not limited to artistic and musical expression, but also for music, math, culinary, or anything. Being an inventor allows you to work on your passions, which means it lets you make something that you love so much or are interested in and make it come a reality.
Inventing things and tapping into your creativity and ideas allows us to become better problem solvers and helps us to learn so much about figuring things out and sticking to it until we get it. Those are huge skills for us to have as kids and adults.
Okay, now let's talk about how to become an inventor and get your idea out into the world.
That's a great idea. Let's do it.
Step one, think of a problem to solve. Look at the world around you and ask yourself, what could work better? What task could be done better or faster? What annoys you and how could you fix it? Think about how the telephone made communication faster. Crayon holders fixed the problem of lost crayons. Earmuffs made our ears not freeze.
Step two, keep an idea notebook. Have you ever had a brilliant idea and then forgotten about it later?
Yeah.
Carry a notebook around to take notes as ideas come to you so you don't forget about them.
Step three, read about famous inventors and invention. Learn inventions. Learn how they made their ideas come to life.
Step four, draw out your idea. Write down materials you might need and figure out how it all goes together.
Step five, explain your ideas to your parents and ask them for help to get materials and maybe help put it together. Hey, Mom, can I have some stuff for my invention?
Step six, build your invention. Make sure you ask your parents for help if you are using tools or hot glue guns.
Step seven, test out your invention. Does it work? Is there any improvements? Is it solving the problem you identify at the beginning? Get your friends or family to try it out and give you some tips and feedback to help you make it work.
Step 8, market your invention or enter a science fair. Share it with others so they can try it out and learn from it. Who knows, maybe someday you can even sell it and become a bajillionaire.
I wish. Oh, that would be cool. But you probably need your parents' help with that one too. But definitely kids can make money and invent cool stuff too.
Yep, we sure can. It's a lot of fun inventing things and being creative.
So there you have it, a step-by-step podcast all about how to become an inventor. Now, the only thing left to do is get cracking on your inventions.
Be sure to leave a review and tell us all about your own inventions. But right now, we have to get to our own inventions. See you soon!